Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. Joining us today is Ag Country Farm Credit Services Vice President of Insurance and Consumer Education, Rob Browning. As we're nearing the end of planting season here, what are we hearing in the prevented plant front?
Yeah, it's amazing how fast things can change. You know, a couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of conversation around prevent plant and a lot of areas concerned about getting in. It's amazing what 2 weeks of 80s and 90s will do for us and our ground. But while a lot of that ground has firmed up nicely and we're able to get a lot of crop planted, man, the guys have been going pretty strong here the last week and a half and getting a lot of this stuff turned over and put the crop in the ground. And some areas even maybe looking for a drink of water. Again, if we have, you know, 90s, as many days as we've had here recently, that's normal in July, and we want rain every day when we get it like that. But in May here kind of caught us off guard, but it definitely helped dry this ground up and get a lot in. There's still some pockets. There are still areas that got excessive rain even after all the snow, and they are struggling with the mud and fighting getting that crop in, and we hope that they can continue to get in. We've passed a couple of final plant dates. For, you know, corn and some of the small grains. Soybeans is typically the last in this area that people are probably trying to get in right now. But I know there's been some prevent plant acres that have been turned into the insurance companies, and they're out there trying to get those worked right now, and as well as the guys trying to get some of this still planted. So, again, a lot less than 2 weeks ago, but there are still some pockets on that as far as prevent plant. But right now, we're sitting pretty good, and hopefully the last of the crop is going to get in here in the next week or so that we can.
And what are some of those dates? I know a few have passed already for corn and some things, but what are the next set of dates that people need to be paying attention to?
You know, the next kind of big one, and it varies by county, so you need to make sure you talk to your agent. Every county can be a little bit different, but June 10th is kind of our last big date in this area. I know that's soybeans for a lot of people. June 5th, I think, is for a few people with some spring wheat. Again, depends on the county and how far north or south you are, and so definitely check with your agent. But those are kind of the big ones for this immediate area that we are looking at to get some of those final crops. You know, May 31st was a big one on corn. May 25th was another one on corn, depending on the county that you were in. And then, like I said, wheat and some other small grains, canola and some other ones have some earlier dates that have already passed. But right now, sunflowers would be another one, I believe, is June 10th for a lot of our counties. There are some counties that are maybe a bit sooner than that, but June 10th is really a big day. It's kind of the final of the last crops that crop insurance has for a final plant date. And as always, if you can't get the crop in that you intend, that's the crop you need to look for the date. And if those crops have already passed, make sure you call your agent and turn that PP claim in. Even if you might want to switch it over to a different crop, I always recommend turning those claims into your agent, making sure that they are aware that you have some potential issues there. And we'd rather turn a claim in and have it withdrawn because you planted it than turn it in late and have some other kind of issue. So, but yeah, June 10th would really be the big one here now coming forward. That'd be the next one.
And you mentioned a little bit, people are kind of in some areas looking for a drink of water, but with that, sometimes we get a little bit excess, I guess, weather with those drinks of water sometimes. Talk a little bit about what people need to be looking out for there.
Well, you know, we always say careful what you wish for, right? And obviously, 90-degree weather, humidity, and rain can sometimes bring hail. And we do have some reports of some early hail. We do have some reports of people replanting because of hail in some areas, more on the Minnesota side. But definitely that's something that we need to keep in mind. A lot of times carryover coverage on hail is expiring this time of year, right around the 1st of June or the first couple weeks in June. And so if you don't have a hail policy in place, some of these early storms can nip you a little bit, and we want to make sure that people get covered. And so I definitely encourage people to contact, again, their agent, reach out, talk to them about hail insurance and get that in place, because these 90-degree days, I mean, that's we don't always get them in May, so we don't always have a lot of early hail, but this year has proven with the fun winter that we had and the late snow and all of a sudden now the early 90s, the 90s we get here early this year. Got a whole bunch of things thrown at us, and I would say that's probably the biggest threat right now is some hail. Like I said, some people still want some rain. Right now, the popcorn showers, or whatever you want to call the thunderstorms popping up, they're good for the people under the cloud. But a lot of the neighbors and surrounding areas also could use a little drink of water, especially the ones that got in early and have had these consecutive hot, windy days. And that can definitely fire up some hailstorms as well. So some things to keep in mind to help protect that crop that you guys work so diligently to get in the ground and hopefully have a successful harvest here in the fall.
And yes, getting that crop in the ground, also have to be thinking a little bit about the markets and marketing that crop. So switching gears a little bit, let's talk about where we've seen markets lately and kind of some drivers and what are some of the things you're seeing?
Yeah, these, you know, markets obviously down from our highs earlier and even down from our insurance prices set back in February. We've seen these markets trending down. And some of that is, you know, looking at South America coming online. And we're seeing some countries obviously looking to buy some of the grains. And our strength of our dollar has also influenced that some as well, of course, globally. And but also just the value that our prices have been. We've seen some people looking to buy grain across the world, you know, shift into South America. You know, their first crop pretty much is done and getting close to that the Safrina crop harvest. And so they've got plenty of bushels that are hitting the open market and able to go to wherever it may need to be shipped. And so we're seeing some of that obviously drive our markets. Overall, the country, the U.S., you know, we look at our backyard and we think everybody sees the same as us. And there are some areas that we're in pretty decent and have had some timely rains across the country. And so the crop overall isn't looking bad. And the weather is being traded as well in these markets. And, you know, if we have continue to have, you know, average to above average yields as right now they're kind of expecting because we're early enough in the season, good weather reports, good weather events isn't a friend for us in the markets, and that's had some pressure as we've seen both the main corn and soybeans have really dropped here in the last couple of months. To some of that, as well as some outside pressures, like I said, with some other countries and things like that, especially with South America's crop being their soybean crop is really big, and their second Safrina crop is also not looking too bad either. So.
And we talk grain prices are, you know, kind of being driven by that demand from other places in the world and whatnot. But livestock is also kind of seen some crazy markets lately, some highs.
Yeah, especially in the cattle. The cattle continue to see some of these record highs. We just keep breaking them. You know, we saw a little slip here a few weeks ago. Some people kind of thought was that it, and it's bounced right back, and we've actually taken out some of the previous highs in some of these months. So cattle are very, very strong, and we've got some good prices that we haven't seen. And I think with that comes the question is, will these prices still be here when I sell these cattle? And we've seen an increase of interest in livestock risk protection as far as LRP. Wanting to protect that floor price, kind of putting that in place so that if these markets do turn around by the time I sell them, whether it was November or next fall or even next year with some of the fat cattle, we can protect some of that stuff out quite a ways, and we're seeing more and more people interested in that. The adverse has happened with swine, however. I was just looking at the hogs. We were up over $100 in March. We dipped down into the 70s here not too long ago. We bounced back, still kind of in the 80s on the swine. That one we've seemed to struggle a little bit with some other adverse news out in the marketplace and stuff too, not helping. So we definitely got interesting markets. We had volatile markets. We all know markets go up and markets go down. It's just a matter of when and how far. So we'll have to see what happens here. And I just definitely encourage people. Don't fall asleep on these markets. Keep an eye on them, and when they present some opportunities, lock them in. However you may want to do that, there's so many tools available to us today that weren't available, you know, 5, 10, 15, even 20 years ago, weren't available. So we can capture some opportunities here when the market presents itself, and that's what volatility does. Is it usually presents some opportunity at some point as long as we are watching.
Anything else we should touch on before we let you go?
I think we've covered it a lot. Again, weather has definitely influenced our grain markets as far as what's getting planted, what's not getting planted, and then what is planted, how it's coming out of the ground, and how it's going to start off this summer. Livestock, we've got some ups and we got some downs, and I just encourage people to keep an eye on these markets and keep an eye on the different tools that are available on both sides, the grain and the cattle. A lot out there, just try to protect and take out some of that risk and help you sleep better at night.
That's Ag Country Farm Credit Services Vice President of Insurance and Consumer Education joining us here for Fielding Questions. If you have a question about a financial topic, Ag Country Farm Credit Services would love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, tweet at them on Twitter, or submit your question using their website at www.agcountry.com.